Glad to be here as part... Oh, thank you. That's my first one, yeah. Glad to be here as part of the Three Rivers Arts Fest. Is that what I heard you say, Joan? Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't want to get as many of these onto this recording as possible, so I'm just going to read straight through them. This first one is called The Giants. The giants rumble through our fields more often than we would like. Their arrival, instant aftermath. Though they do not intend their genocides, they have heavy feet. We, who have no fear, give them wide berth until they lay down. Then we climb, quick and shivery, across necks and delicate skin. This one's called Derelict Satellites. The small press poets put chapbooks into low Earth orbit. These test flights leave derelict satellites in the upper limit of our atmosphere as they go on to break gravity again and again. Mostly unread, but if you exit or re-enter at the right angle, they'll tear you to shreds. This next one will slowly reveal itself to be a love poem. It's called Astronomical Dusk. The precise timing of the feather fully dried, the split second between the wet and the set concrete slab, the exact moment it becomes a football move, the split hair that separates rare from medium rare, the thin disk of astronomical dusk that slips into darkness, the last breath of the body into bliss, the crisp synapse skip from anger to forgiveness, the lover's gift. Thank you. Cider break, thank you. This one is called Sudden Storm. The day stood up and with county-spanning steps stalked away, its head, the sun, too high to see, while, dragging on the ground, knuckles of rain lagged behind. This next one is called Bad Politics. Finding an honest politician is like finding a Christian college with a paleontology department. Tao Te Ching. Tao Te Ching, 10,000 things. One of them, none of us. Tiny Tao, this one will be in the Poetry Exchange Anthology. One must slip out of one's harmful dharma as from an open robe before the onsen. A couple of serious poems now. This one's called Serious Question. Do you think the troops that are on the front lines of wherever it is that is considered protecting our borders ever sit there and share with one another how happy they are, that they were thanked last night on Dancing with the Stars? Serious question, too. Because he doesn't know everything we came here for, I hope we don't. But when he's 12, will I have to follow my half-Italian, Irish, Swedish, half-Jamaican son around the store? Or were you going to be doing that anyway? This one's called High Pulp. The cup is crusted already with old OJ, as in goes the wine. Dirty vessel, any vessel, doesn't matter during the pour-it-down day off. My car won't clutch and I can't drive until tomorrow for $1,200. The exact cost of the engagement ring, delayed now how many months? This is the other one in the Exchange Anthology. It's called He Had a Mouthful of Sparrow Bones. He had a mouthful of sparrow bones, a stray blackened feather poked through the spacious cage of his greasy smile. The burnt wing smell shifted through the stilted rotwood hut. It hovered over the spot where animal became meat. He smoked his wisdom between 10 teeth. His laugh could have cut each bird from its flight had they room to fly. His v-neck was only white at the shoulders where the river water hadn't reached. He was happy to teach me for cigarettes and a few scraps of guaylo cash. I'd been told to push my motorcycle the last 2 miles into town so no one would steal it, thinking it busted. The morning I'm to leave, I rev the engine. The boys of the village chase me, as if running me out for the assumed lie of the broken bike. The secret I've gleaned, is that something precious must always die. Back home in D.C., I've opened 2 new restaurants inside the Beltway. Each serves only baby birds. They're a hit. I'm on magazines. Another one of a similar length about the cynic philosopher Diogenes. Diogenes, dog-like, modern day, in a cardboard box in Oakland, throws salt on the feet of the city councilman and says the streets don't need seasoned. Stay home when it snows and leave him alone. There's nothing needs doing so bad somebody has to crash his car, he says. Once he goes viral, he becomes a strip district t-shirt table staple, ascribed as the successor to, at various times, Noel, Carr, Tomlin, Maslow. He's the city celebrity. Sometimes he sleeps at Kittyland in Kennywood. His favorite ride was the Rotor. Rest in peace. At home in your worthless life, watch something else before you watch something you want, then take a break to watch something else and another something else before you watch your something again. Make sure it's a show that answers no and asks no questions. Diogenes, dog-like, modern day, wouldn't wear clothes if he lived somewhere warm, eats Ital, mostly onions, laughs at anyone in a tie, confronts him with the question, are you ashamed of your buttons? For society, you ought to be, but not your buttons. Another short one. Thank you. Einstein's advice to young bathers. Einstein's advice to young bathers, itself a paraphrase of Mother Teresa, make sure to scrub all the crevicey bits. This next one is from a collection I have of prose poems that also serve as one sentence, short stories, like a full narrative in one sentence. This one barely qualifies, but I like it. I call it Grand Opening. Everyone rushed to the grand opening of the town's third supermarket to see the new food. All right, just a couple more. I call this one Homer Poem. I carved that face into my skin with ink and needles. By that, of course, I mean someone did it for me. The afternoon was drunk on cheap corned beer. By that, I mean, of course, I was. I said I wanted Homer. He said, Simpson? Of course he said Simpson. No, the other, I said, with the dead oracle eyes. Of course, I came off like an asshole. And of course, I went to a new shop the next week with a picture. Thank you. This one also has a Greek theme. It's called Zeus. This he offered as his only excuse. Hera, he said, you're a cow, and I fuck better when I'm the only animal in the room. Proving there was a separate god whose purview was tact. And then, do I have time for this one? Just a short one. Okay, this one is called A 9-Year-Old Contemplates the Vacuum of Space. In space, they can't hear you scream, but that's just because they are far away, impossibly far away. And they're in a big, badass spaceship made of metal, and pew, 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 those are lasers and you're dead. Dead men don't scream. That's why they can't hear you. Well, that'll be it. Thank you. Let's keep the applause going for Stuart Shepard.